Sunday Evangelium with Father Marcus Holden on the fifth Sunday of Lent.
A few years ago, there was an unfortunate program on TV called Priest Idol, and the idea was a challenge to get people back to church by a better, more trendy presentation of preaching. In the end, the advertisement for the church was Christianity Light. It was thought that this would attract the more general person on the street. As a priest, I hope and work for nothing more in my life than that people will come to faith, but it has to be the faith of Christ. I'd rather there be one person who really wants to follow Christ than 100 who simply want to see Jesus but will never accept his real message. Is it possible to have Christianity Light? In today's gospel, the Greeks come to see Jesus. They are curious about Catholicism. It's a rather interesting moment in the gospel. We know that people came to Jerusalem from all over the world, and that in the temple itself there was a special court of the Gentiles. These Greeks had become interested in him. Perhaps they were looking for beauty, poetry, eloquence, wisdom. And they saw this in him. Maybe they liked his doctrine for all people. Perhaps they feared that he would be arrested. Things were hotting up in Jerusalem, and they could protect him from a fate like that of their own Socrates. They were curious, and yet the message he gave them was hard, and we never hear about them again. He speaks to them about the sacrifice that he came for, and that everyone who follows him must endure and accept. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies. They got wisdom, they got beauty, but it was the wisdom and the rare beauty of sacrificial love. Jesus knew that within days he would be hanging on the cross, and that is ultimately why he came. That is how he was to be glorified and how he would draw people to himself. This same theme had been played out throughout our Lord's life, like a song someone keeps playing and we just don't want to hear it, it just won't go away. Think of the rich young man, think of the crowd on the shore of Galilee, think of Peter trying to stop Jesus from going to Jerusalem to suffer, think of Judas. And it's always the cross that is too much to bear. Our Lord always brings it up, even at the cost of losing people. This must have left his supporters exasperated. They would have loved just a miracle worker, a sage, a prophet, a rabbi. They would have accepted a philosopher, a political leader. But a suffering saviour who calls us to follow him to suffering. This was too much. There is no Christianity Light for Christ. It's all or nothing. And when we come to him, we always get a challenge, something far more than we bargained for. The teaching we are given may not always make full sense. It may not always be easily understood, at least immediately. It may not be congenial to our fancies, to our feelings. But the acid test for the follower of Christ is not whether we feel good about something or whether we fully understand it, but whether or not we can trust and follow it, regardless of these difficulties. So with the following of Christ, so with the following of his church on earth, which is his body and his voice living. The church has a guarantee of Christ himself to teach faithfully in all matters of faith and morals. This is what makes us Catholic. This is the benchmark of Catholicity. The test is one of trust. Do we trust Christ and his church, or do we trust our own limited minds and the passing attitudes of the present age in which we live? We need to make a therapeutic contract in all humility. Lord, I find some things hard to believe and hard to live, but I know that you speak through your church, that the church is your voice on earth, and I love her above all other voices. I will still follow you. This seems straightforward enough until we feel the pinch when our faith requires us to believe for instance, in those supernatural realities, those hard moral teachings that are diametrically opposed to the wisdom of the world, like the teaching on marriage between one man and one woman, like the teaching about contraception, like the teaching about abortion. To practice our faith consistently, week in, week out, even when there are better offers. That's when it gets difficult, isn't it? I'm not promoting blindness of faith, nor that these teachings and practices are unreasonable, but that to us who are called to follow, they may not be crystal clear, nor easy, nor inviting in the short term. And we're faced with the choice of the Greeks today, or that of the rich young man, or the crowd on the shores of Galilee. Hard stuff, but this is the stuff of faith. One of those hard areas is confession and its practice. The church gives us certain essential precepts, not to make life difficult, but because she knows, as a watchful mother, that we need them. They are essential to our spiritual well-being. We're obliged to confess once a year our Easter duties, but it's important to go more regularly. Our souls need repentance and forgiveness, healing and grace, which comes with this sacrament. But guilt is negative, isn't it? People will say. It's not nice, but it's a bit like pain. It indicates a problem. Sometimes we just need to go ahead, bite the bullet, and do it, despite all the difficulties that we have. Our fidelity to Christ as Catholics rests on keeping these essential precepts, just as it also rests on our personal faith, hope, and charity. Without this understanding, we're simply left with our own version of Christianity, Christianity light, or, as it's often called, cafeteria Catholicism, where we go along and simply pick and choose what we want. I could offer you a brand of Christianity that was all about life enhancement, wealth, safety, creamy sweet spirituality, but I would be selling you short. A half-gospel, a false gospel. It may look good, but when we taste it, it's like a cheap imitation, like that cheap bottle of pop. We know it's not right. Do you know what drives me as a priest? I desire above all else that no one I minister to will fail to reach the resurrection and the life that is offered. I personally can't ensure that, but I will do my level best to help. That's why I have to warn about sin, about the need to confess at this time, to accept the challenges of Christ. There's no cheap grace in this world. There's no easy Christianity. No pain, no gain. No cross, no crown. No mortification, no sanctification. No sacrifice, no resurrection. There is indeed joy, and it is a deeper joy than anything else in this world. There is glory greater than all the kingdoms of the world. There is love more profound than any human relationship or affection. There is life and life without end. But it all comes through the cross, through trustful and obedient acceptance. The Greeks could get what they really wanted, what their hearts really desired. That beauty, that wisdom, that lasting goodness. But it required the acceptance of the cross. That is the challenge for every Christian. That is our challenge of the next 12 days as we prepare ourselves for Good Friday.